Anyway, as you know, we're live now on air. Thank you very much for taking time to speak to us on Bush Radio 89.5 FM. I know that your organization, Strong Schools, has been working with kids and also sometimes, you know, making sure that everything going smoothly. How has it been like, though, for you and your organization?
Yes, well, if any time there was a time for schools to operate efficiently and effectively, it is now. But unfortunately, not many schools were in that position before COVID hit. So what we were doing before COVID for the past 4 years was doing organizational development within government schools in the Helderberg Basin, 13 schools specifically, 8 primary schools and 5 high schools, developing their leadership with their principal and the senior management team, and then going down all the way to their strategic plan of what is the vision that this principal and his team has for the school and for the learners. But then that's great if we have this plan and we've got great leaders, but how do we implement it if we don't have access to resources? So that's how we started off with this year, ready to jump on board, get the community involved with collaborations to actually make these plans realities. And then COVID happened. So we also had to adapt on how we were going to support our schools in this time. So it's been challenging, but we never stopped.
Okay, so now, before we even go further, I want to know, though, Strong Schools, how did it even start it?
So 4 years ago, the Rupert Foundation wanted to invest in schools in the Helderberg specifically. So they approached a consulting agency called Camino Consulting, and they're a group of business leadership development strategists, and they're industrial psychologists and also professional psychologists. So they worked with the leadership teams of the schools and the principals specifically. So we have relationship with these school leadership for the last 4 years. Strong Schools then came about because, as I said, we wanted to take it a step further and say we're equipping the leaders within the school to lead their schools better. But there are still lots of needs that haven't been met, physical needs sometimes, like there's no grass or there's no safety in the school. Obviously, the classrooms are overcrowded. There's lots of practical things that we feel the community in the Helderberg can really get involved with and make a change happen. So that's why Strong Schools started, to now have the dual focus of leadership development and organizational development together with collaborating with organizations in the community to make their strategic plans happen.
You know why I asked that question is because what's amazing about the organization is it just started, you know, recently.
Yes.
Still
November,
a baby.
Yes, we started in November. Like I said, the relationship with the leadership, that is our biggest asset, and we've known them for 4 years. We've walked a road with them. We really know the circumstances that these schools face. And now we are just in the perfect position to say to the community, businesses, other organizations, individuals, come and support these schools in a very specific way. We communicate the exact needs of what these schools need, especially now during COVID. So we've started a support hub, which we launched at Nomzamo High School, and we sit with the principal, talk to him, some members of the school governing body, and then we have other members of organizations who are already investing in the school. And together, we form like a round table, and we go out from that meeting with very specific goals of how to assist the school now, today. What do they need to make a success of the rest of the academic year that is left?
If you have just joined us now, you're tuning in on Bush Radio 89.5 FM. Speaking to Karen Mari, all the way from Strong Schools, is an organization in Helderberg. Okay, so now before COVID-19 started, what are some of the things that you guys quickly noticed that, hey, they need to be fixed or they need to be checked out, especially by the government?
Yeah. So when COVID came, we had to change our whole plan for 2020. Funds were already allocated. We were ready to go. But we didn't want to just say, fine, we can't do it anymore. It's over. So we just adapted the model. we felt that the most important thing was still to support leaders. I mean, if you can just imagine, you've got 1,500 children, a principal. He's responsible for 1,500 children's safety. And lots of the time, he's responsible for their feed, for the feeding scheme, giving them food, and also obviously for their academics, to not let the year go to waste. So there's a big responsibility resting on his shoulders. So we didn't want to leave them and say, you know, good luck with implementing all these codes and gazettes and everything to keep the school and the students and the staff safe. So the first thing we did was psychological support and development for the leadership.
Okay,
so that was ongoing.
Okay, yes. So now, obviously, a lot of South Africans were worried about schools being open, that, hey, yes, kids are not going to practice social distancing, are not going to wear yes. masks. And how are you guys were involved, though, in that process of schools being open?
Yeah. Well, even before the arrangements were made for when schools would open, if schools would open, we started talking to the principals. So we felt we could do a simple exercise, which was just to raise funds for masks. So in that process, we actually also created jobs for people. About 26 ladies worked on this project within the Helderberg Basin, and they could earn money for every mask they made for the project. So at the end of the day, we supplied masks for all the matrics and the grade sevens who ended up going to school before we even knew. We just jumped in and did it. And at the end of the day, it came to all the matrics and the grade sevens who went to school. They all had a cloth mask, three layers, and beautifully made, lots of patterns. And we were so happy that ladies from the community, so Lowry's, Nomzamo, Lewandle, Temperance Town, they all made masks for the school in their community, which is what one of the biggest things we believe in, is taking ownership of our schools.
Okay, honestly, not all kids are back to school. And how are you guys strategizing, you know, for the ones that are still at home?
Yes. So this is a big challenge. Like I said, the support hub, we support the principal with his school's strategic plan. So we are there to help, to be the hands and the feet, to go into the community and just make things happen for the school's sake. So in this conversation that we have with the principal, the needs that they have come out. So, for example, with Nomzamo, we determined that all of the 152 matrics who are at school currently, 50 of them do not have access to any sort of device. Even the 100 who do borrow their mom's. So the classes or the content that the teacher can send to the child can only happen between 6 and 7 at night when the parents are home, which is also challenging. But if we can raise, or if we can collect about 50 or even more smartphones, we can set up at least a mechanism of communicating academic content to the children from the school side. We've got other organizations that's already set up the school on Google Classrooms. We've got sponsorship for data. So all those things are in place. Practically, we need 50 plus smart devices to make that part of the process work. Another problem is now that it's winter, when the sewage systems overload or flood, the children have to go home anyway, virus or not, because the toilets don't work. So on Wednesday, we've got a team coming out offering their time and advice, engineers, people to look at the system and maybe taking it off the municipal pipeline, that they can actually operate their own toilets and not be interrupted by something so like not related to academics or the virus, but still causing academics to be interrupted. So these are the things we ask the community to get involved with their resources and their expertise to help the school overcome its obstacles.
And as you said, the community is getting involved.
Sure.
But now, Carrie, I want to know though, you know, for example, you guys are based where you are, so you're helping that community. Let's say now somebody's listening and thinking like, wow, okay, I love the initiative that you guys are doing. How do you have any ideas how they can even start?
Yeah, so we have a model that we developed because we're so new. This is actually the pilot happening as we speak. of creating this support hub within the school with all the representatives that will support the principal to live out their plans. So, yes, it is a very geographical specific model because you have a relationship with people. The school has a relationship with all the suppliers and businesses, parents who have their own businesses or the surrounding environment. So it is important to build on those relationships that you have. But you can definitely contact us if we can get sponsorship for a strong schools coordinator at any school. That person can drive the model and the project on a daily basis. And this is what we are searching for at the moment, for people to partner with strong schools so that each school, wherever they are, can have a full-time person to drive the support hub to help the school in its daily challenges and to rise above all the things that tell us we can't.
You're tuning in on Bush Radio 89.5 FM. We're speaking to Karen Mari, all the way from Strong School, an organization that is helping kids and also schools. So now, honestly, what is the future for South African schools since COVID-19? Are we forced to adapt, or everything, maybe in time it will go back to normal?
Well, yeah, I can't predict that at all. All I know is that academics isn't the only part of educating a child. There's so much more going into that. So whatever we can do from our side to create a school structure that supports the staff, the families, the children, this is what we want to do. And every school is so rich within resources, with ideas that people come up with. We just want to give those ideas wings. So whether we have to implement school with social distancing physically at the school premises, or whether we have to come up with plans to get schoolwork to children at home, these are the problems that we are facing. But if we stand together and we pull together our resources, we can make either one of those happen, both or either or whatever is necessary. If we do it together with community collaboration, all these things are possible.
I love that. Karen, before I let you go, let's say someone is listening now and thinking like, you know what, I would love to be part of this. I would love to help, or I would love to know more regarding this organization and the things that you guys do. How can they get hold of you?
Yes, please. We have a website. It's strongschools.co.za. And everything we do and have done up to now, including the model of what we implement at the schools, it's all there. You can also just leave a note there on the Contact Us page, and we will get your message and we will respond back whatever you want to know or how want to know how to get involved. The main thing at the moment is if we can get sponsorship for these coordinators, then we can really make things happen at a faster pace on a weekly basis if someone is committed to working these hubs, to implement the hubs plans. Then every school can literally have an extra pair of hands to solve all these issues. And we're so excited to see what can come of this, to really take schools from where they are, whether it's COVID or not, to just improve the whole organization, from the teaching quality through to the experience that the children have at school, through what the school offers the community as a hub of hope, actually, at the end of the day. You were speaking about creating jobs earlier, and how important it is for a school to link into the community for post-matric. What happens? Can we create a bridge? This is all part of creating a light at the end of the tunnel for school children in their communities.
Thank you very much, Karen. Karen or Mari, all the way from Strong Schools. Again, if you want to get in contact of her, all you have to do, you can just email strongschoolsza@gmail.com, or you can just visit their website, which is www.strongschools.co.za. Any last words, Karen?
I appreciate you so much, Kusi, and you must have an excellent day.
Karen,
keep inspiring the youth.
I love you. Thank you very much for the beautiful work that you're doing for the country.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Thanks. Bye. That is Karen, all the way from Strong Schools on 89.5 FM.